In 1987, when 24-year-old Scott Freed contracted the HIV virus, it was considered a death sentence. Since then, he has lost 131 of his friends to AIDS.
I wasn't raped. I wasn't coerced. I wasn't drugged, roofied, pinned down. I wasn't even drunk. I went willingly, and so many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You just soberly say to yourselves, we say to ourselves, I'll be safer next time.
When, as a college student, Freed was harassed and bullied, he learned to keep his secrets to himself.
I didn't know in 1987 that I was enough, because I wasn't tall enough, right? And I wasn't masculine enough, and muscular enough, and close enough to God, and heterosexual enough. Absolutely not. I wasn't enough. I thought I didn't belong, because I thought I had to be what you, what the world said I had to be in order to be enough. So I knocked on his door, and he opened it, and he said, hey, partner, which I hated, because I wasn't, right? I hadn't earned the right to hear the word partner yet.
He said that since being tested positive for HIV, he has tried to educate people to accept their emotions.
I couldn't sit with my pain, so I got laid. Somebody else can't sit with their pain, so they'll cut their skin or put fingers down their throat or not eat their dinner or have unsafe sex. I want to offer you a weapon that works better without judging the weapons you've already picked up, because they work. Here's a weapon that works better. Sitting in the dark with your favorite song on repeat on your iPod.
Ghislaine Ortiz, a freshman in biology at USF, attended the lecture to learn more about the sexually transmitted disease.
I have friends that have been with partners and have had unprotected sex many times. And she's here today, actually, and I am in hopes that this may have educated her in any way. And I can also relate to him in the emptiness and filling that void with others.
Education student Shyla Carroll said one of her friends passed away from AIDS.
Having unprotected sex or drugs or any of the matters to transmit AIDS, it's nothing that should be played around with, because it is your life and someone else's life in your hands and their hands, and it's a serious issue.
Erica Friedland, a criminology and technical writing student at USF, heard Fritz lecture at the leadership seminar in California.
These are just things that can relate to anyone. You can put what he says in any like space of life, whether you cut or if you have unprotected sex, or it relates to anyone.
To learn more about Fritz's tips for self-esteem and responsibility, visit scottfried.com. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka.